This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Thursday, June 15th, 2006. Usually, in the middle of the week, I try to catch up on things that have been going on during the week, but I missed that yesterday because I was talking with Mike Hipp and Chef Mark from the Remarkable Palate Podcast and Remarkably Mark Podcast, too. So I thought I would take today and catch up on a couple things and mention a couple things, and I basically just want to start off with talking about stuff that happened this week in both politics, which I won't get into politics so much because I know this has been like a politics week, but I won't do that. But I just wanted to say things like the first named tropical storm of the season happened this week. It was Tropical Storm Alberto, and it hit Florida. But luckily, it didn't gain the strength enough to be a hurricane, but it did drop a lot of rain on Florida, and nobody lost their lives, so that's a good thing. I will say that the boyfriend was very nervous about it because it was in the Gulf, and as you know, his family survived Katrina last year with damage to their house. But starting last weekend, he was checking the website and the weather website and watching the progress of the storm and keeping track of it and emailing his mother and all kinds of things because he was getting worried that, rightly so, because of the stress that was caused by Katrina. He was watching it very closely, and I think he even said that his mother decided that she would get an open ticket to fly up to D.C. and just stay with him if there's a hurricane coming. I don't know if they'd be able to pry his father out of the house, but the option would be there. So the first named storm came and went. Tropical Storm Alberto, we're done with that. But I think it's one of the earliest storms. Well, they said if it had become a hurricane, it would have been the earliest hurricane to hit the U.S. So that didn't happen. But anyway, so that happened this week. And then, of course, all of the things that happened in politics with the Bush administration this week. You probably heard that on Tuesday, Bush made a surprise visit to Iraq and met with the prime minister, I think. I actually don't even know what he's called. But met with the officials in Iraq and did that. And it was interesting because it was totally a surprise to a lot of people. He was at Camp David having his little Iraq summit or whatever, but then left in the middle of the night and just flew over to Iraq without anybody knowing about it. And it was a surprise. Good for him, I guess. And then, of course, you probably heard, too, that Karl Rove will not be indicted over the whole Valerie Plame name being released and the whole Scooter Libby thing. So I guess you can say the Republicans, or at least the Bush administration, is having a pretty good week because they have the Zarqawi thing, they have Bush making the surprise visit in Iraq, and now the Karl Rove thing. So I guess the Republicans are having a good week. Lucky for them, because everything else is going down the shitter. As you probably heard, the stock market has been going down almost every day this week, and there goes my 401k down the toilet. But I know, because the quarter ends June 30th, so I will get my statement, and sure enough, I'm sure it will say that I have lost a couple thousand dollars, which would suck, but that's the way of the market, and I really don't want that to happen, but that's going to happen. Now, moving on to other things, I did want to, because I forgot to say this yesterday on I did say it, but I forgot to go into more detail about it. I said that I have the best listeners of all the podcasters out there, and I truly believe that this to be the case, because you guys, and I'm talking about you know who you are. This week, I have had so many comments. You guys are just so great. We had the funny show on Monday when the boyfriend was spraying me with a saline solution, and you guys just loved that show. We had so many comments, and I won't read the comments, but I will tell you who commented. We had comments from Homer, a comment from Mark, and that's from Remarkable Palate Mark. We had a comment from Michael Sage. We had a comment from Vincent from Malaysia. And one from Beth, and she said she was just laughing so much, and she could picture it in her mind of boyfriend squirting me with the saline solution. And then we heard from Mike Hipp, and then two comments from Dave. about the whole funny thing. I mean, that was a really funny show. Even though we got into politics towards the end, we really that first part was funny. I have to admit that. That was definitely funny. And then on Tuesday's show, when we had the politics all about the whole gay marriage thing and just politics in general, we had just so many comments from people. We had, and the thing is, these comments were very long. People were really telling how they felt about things. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because it really gives you an insight as to the type of people who are listening to the show and how passionately they feel about their politics. And of course, I can't possibly comment on each one, but I suggest you go to the comments section of Archer Radio for Tuesday's show and check out all those comments, because people were really letting you know how they feel, and I appreciate it completely. We heard from Mike Hipp, and he gave us a nice long in-depth look at what he was thinking, and then John Q chimed in with his opinion, and then luckily the boyfriend came back and told us exactly what he was thinking, and then Mike Hipp replied again, and then the boyfriend replied again, and then we got a nice comment from Dave again talking about the same thing with the politics and presidential election and all of that. And then Andrew from the UK chimed in, and his is very interesting because it has the whole UK slant to it. So I suggest you really check out the comments on the website for Tuesday's show. That was really good. And then, of course, on yesterday's show, you heard Mike Hipp and Mark and I talk about politics again and pretty much clarify what we're talking about and get into some other topics. But hopefully you'll get to check out all those comments as well. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the listeners who participate in the show. And I say participate because you guys really come through when I ask for your comments, your voicemails, everything. You guys really let me know how you feel, and it's just, it's so good. And in terms of the email, I know we've heard from Henry wrote us back about the politics, and he was writing back about the whistleblower comment, and I think the boyfriend and I clarified that. I'm not really sure, but if not, I'll write him back. And Paul from Philadelphia sent us these cool bumper stickers from Betty Bowers. He says, God bless Betty Bowers. And these are bumper stickers, and I'll just read them. One of them says, notice how Republicans only support our troops with cheap bumper stickers like this. And then there's another one that says, 4 out of 5 Baptist divorcees want gays to stop undermining the sanctity of marriage. So true. And the last one says, God created me in his image, and I have more than returned the compliment. So thank you, Paul. And then, of course, we heard from Nick in Paris, because I left a voicemail on his show about, he was chiming in on, well, not really chiming in, but something that he was talking about, the way he and Bruno were accepted at this this wedding that he went to, and how he described it and all. Really, I thought he really did a good job, so I was commenting on that, and it just happened to be right around the time we were talking all those politics. So anyway, thank you all so much for all the comments and definitely participating in the show. You guys are, I'm telling you, the greatest listeners, and I can't thank you enough. And I did have a little story I wanted to tell about a pet peeve I have. I don't know if I've talked about pet peeves before, but the thing is, I have lots of pet peeves, but this one pet peeve kind of hit me yesterday, and it all has to do with personal space. Now, you know, personal space is that almost like a 2-foot barrier around you where people really shouldn't invade, and it gets invaded in a couple of different ways. For example, if you are having a conversation with someone and they're getting too close to you, what's the first thing you do? Well, I step back a little bit. I want them to get the impression that you're standing too fucking close to me and I can smell what you had for lunch. So I really hate it when people invade my personal space, and it's even worse when they invade your personal space and accidentally touch you. And this happened to me yesterday, because I was at CVS just picking up some crap, and I'm standing in line to pay, and these guys come up behind me and they put their stuff on the counter like as if I'm going to pay for it. Not like that, but they just set it on the counter like they're going to be next. And the thing is, the guy was standing like within 2 inches of me. And I reached back to get my wallet out to pay, and my elbow hit his arm. And I thought he would get the clue that, hello, you're standing way too fucking close. There's nobody behind you. There's plenty of space for you to back up. Well, he didn't. He didn't back up. So I'm standing there, and I can almost like feel the heat from him. I swear he was standing like 2 inches behind me. And I go ahead and I pay for my stuff. And then I'm going to put my wallet back in my pocket, and I hit his arm again. He's standing too fucking close. And that just bugs the shit out of me. I don't know if it's a phobia or something, but they would just... I just think that's, you know, my personal space. And I really don't like it to be invaded. It just bugs the shit out of me. So, and, you know, and here's the thing. I don't want to get into this... I don't want to be, like, a racist or whatever, or cultural or whatever, but these guys were Hispanic, and I'm not sure if maybe... You know, because in different cultures, personal space is, you know, looked at differently. So I don't know if personal space is an issue for in the Hispanic culture or not. But that probably has nothing to do with it. The guy just doesn't understand personal space. And he invaded mine. I didn't like it. So anyway, so that's one of my pet peeves is invading my personal space. If you guys have any stories about invading personal space, feel free to let me know. Because I like to hear them. Of course, I have many other pet peeves, and more than I can even go to in this show, but another one of my pet peeves is people who are late. I constantly say, okay, we're going to meet at this time or do something at this time, and the people who are late drive me crazy. It's like, hello, what was the point of planning this if you're not going to be on time? So time is another one of my pet peeves. It's like being on time. So if you're meeting me for anything, you better be on time or I'm not going to be happy. So those are my pet peeves. The next topic is a holiday that's coming up this weekend, and most of you probably know that it's Father's Day in the United States. Well, for those of you who are in the United States. And, you know, I was a little curious about the history of Father's Day, so I did a little search on the intranets, as, you know, most people call it, or I call it. But I did find this site that talks a little bit about Father's Day, and here's just a little bit of background about Father's Day. It says, the United States is one of the few countries in the world that has an official day on which fathers are honored by their children. On the third Sunday in June, fathers all across the United States are given presents, treated to dinner, or otherwise made to feel special. The origins of Father's Day is not clear. Some say that it began with a church service in West Virginia in 1908. Others say the first Father's Day ceremony was held in Vancouver, Washington. Regardless of when the first Father's Day occurred, the strongest promoter of the holiday was Mrs. Bruce John Dodd of Spokane, Washington. She thought of the idea for Father's Day while listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. Sonora wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart. Smart, who was a Civil War veteran, was widowed when his wife died while giving birth to their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself on a rural farm in eastern Washington state. After Sonora became an adult, she realized the selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. It was her father that made all of the parental sacrifices and was, in the eyes of his daughter, a courageous, selfless, and loving man. In 1909, Mrs. Dodd approached her own minister and others in Spokane about having a church service dedicated to fathers on June 5th, her father's birthday. That date was too soon for her minister to prepare the service, so he spoke a few weeks later on June 19th. From then on, the state of Washington celebrated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. Children made special desserts or visited their fathers if they lived apart. In early times, wearing flowers was a traditional way of celebrating Father's Day. Mrs. Dodd favored the red rose to honor a father still living, while a white flower honored a father deceased. J.H. Barringer, who also held Father's Day celebrations in Washington State as early as 1912, chose a white lilac as the Father's Day flower. States and organizations began lobbying Congress to declare an annual Father's Day. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson approved of this idea, but it was not until 1924 when President Calvin Coolidge made it a national event to establish more intimate relations between fathers and their children and to impress upon fathers the full measure of their obligations. Since then, fathers had been honored and recognized by their families throughout the country on the third Sunday in June. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day and put the official stamp on the celebration that was going on for almost half a century. So, there's the history of Father's Day. Now, this just serves as a great reminder that you need to send your father a card or a gift or even a white lilac like they did in the story. Now, in terms of celebrating Father's Day, I can't say that my family has ever done anything like a big celebration for my father. My father lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is about 2 hours away. Since he moved down there, we actually haven't celebrated Father's Day all that much. I mean, we do celebrate Father's Day, but it hasn't been a big family gathering or anything for a couple years. And I actually haven't seen my father for almost a year, I guess since the last time I was in Charlottesville. But as I was going to say, my boyfriend and I are planning a trip to Charlottesville in August to visit with my dad and to go to lots of wineries while we're down there. So I think when I'm there in August, I will definitely spend some time with my dad and, celebrate him as a father. But I will say that I did, when I was at CVS yesterday getting my personal space invaded, I did buy a Father's Day card and sent it off in the mail. So I definitely made my, I recognized my father for Father's Day. Hopefully he'll get the card in time. I'm sure he will. Anyway, so that's the story of Father's Day. So yesterday I was talking about with Chef Mark and Mike Hipp about the politics stuff, and that I felt like I did my part by at least a little chunk of my part by voting in the Democratic primary on Tuesday. And I said, I was talking about that this was the U.S. Senate seat that is up for re-election of George Allen in Virginia, and it was the Democratic primary for the candidate for to run against George Allen in the November election for the U.S. Senate seat in Virginia. And I said that it was between James Webb and Harris Miller, and I mentioned that I decided on James Webb. And the results came out yesterday after the show that I had recorded. So I found out that James Webb, the one that I voted for, actually won the Democratic primary. So I felt good about that. So that's a good step. Now, the big point or the big test we'll see will be if we can get James Webb elected and beat George Allen, the Republican. The interesting thing about James Webb is that he is a former Republican. He decided to be a Democrat and change his ways somewhat, I think. And I guess the majority of Democratic voters felt the same way, that he has made a change and that he will be the best replacement for George Allen. And sure enough, he won the Democratic primary. So I'm pleased with that. Now, I did get an email, I believe it was last week, from John Q. asking me about if school has ended yet, and have I talked about that yet or anything like that. And I haven't talked about it yet on the show, but I guess this would be as good a time as any, because I have 4 days of school left. I guess I have three. I have tomorrow, Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday. And then I have a teacher work day on Wednesday, but I don't really count that because I don't usually spend the whole day at school. Anyway, so in the middle of the week next week, school will be ending. Now, what that means for you, the listener, is that the posting schedule of my shows will probably change. As it is now, I get up at the crack ass of dawn and post my show at first thing in the morning. so that people can download it, you know, right away. But I think that I will be changing that and sleeping later. So the show will be posted at different times during the day. And that's going to be a change for some people, because I know that Mike Hipp, my good buddy Mike Hipp at podcastsoup.net, he downloads all the shows he listens to early in the morning. So he will be missing my show every day unless he downloads it or listens to it from the day before. So that might change the coverage that we've been receiving on podcastsoup.net. It's just time will tell. Also, the actual amount of posting or the number of shows may decrease in the summertime because the boyfriend and I have several little trips and vacations planned and different activities that might get in the way of creating podcasts. But my plan now is to really try to stick to, as I've been doing, 4 to 5 shows a week about all different kinds of topics. And I know I will be reading a lot more books this summer, so I will be talking about books. And I think it was it John Q? I think who had emailed me and was asking me about the book I'm currently reading by Augustine Burroughs. It's called Possible Side Effects. Well, I am almost finished with that book, so that will be something to talk about on an upcoming show. But in any case, I do plan to be reading a lot more and talking about more books. But anyway, back to school ending. That will be technically next Wednesday. And I still plan to have... Next week should be still a regular week of shows because we don't have anything planned. Although, maybe I won't be posting a show. I don't know. It just depends. Because I'm just going to say that on Wednesday, the boyfriend and I are going to go to a concert at Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts, and we're going to see Lost Lonely Boys. I'm not as familiar with this group or this band, but the boyfriend is, and he says it's something that I will enjoy. So, of course, what we will do is we will take a couple bottles of wine and a dinner, and we will sit out on the lawn. We did this a couple times last year. I think you might remember we went to Rufus Wainwright, and I took the I River and recorded a little bit from that. And then we saw Chris Isaac, and I recorded a little bit of that. And the other one was, Cassandra Wilson, and we recorded some of that. So anyway, we have actually 3 or 4 different concerts planned for the summer that we're going to go to, and I will probably record a little bit of audio from each of those, just a little something. I won't, like last time, I think I played way too much of the Rufus Wainwright stuff, but I don't think I'll do that this time. So basically what I'm saying is that the summer will be starting very soon. The podcast schedule may be changing, but I will still be doing podcasts, and the content might be changing a little bit. But, you know, you just have to stay tuned and see how that goes. And, of course, I will alert you of the changes in advance so that you know when to be checking the feed and the website so you can get your shows. Because, you know, I will continue to do this because I love it. Anyway, as I said earlier in the show, I want to thank all of my faithful listeners. You guys are the best. You guys, all your comments, all your voicemails, all your emails, I just love them. And I want to remind you again to check out all the comments from this week's shows, all the political stuff. Got some great comments, and I'm sorry I didn't take the time to read them all, but you know, you have to just go to the website and read them yourself, because you'll see how enlightened people are and how they get into the debate and voice their opinions. So I appreciate that. Anyway, I should wrap this up. So until next time, let's see, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, I should have a show tomorrow. We'll see. Anyway, this has been another all-by-myself show, because I didn't record any audio with anybody, which I know is rare lately, because I've been constantly having people on from Skype, and those are fun. So, anyway. All right, boys and girls, I hope you had a great Thursday, or you're going to have a great Thursday. And until next time, bye. I should raise